I've always loved Halloween. There's something so exciting about getting to be someone else for a night. Getting to wear clothes you normally would never choose for yourself. Getting to act a little out of the ordinary. Getting to be a little naughtier than usual. I've known what my costume would be for months already. Nothing is more classic than a witch on Halloween. But just because a witch is a classic look doesn't mean it has to be boring. I've put in countless hours to spice up my outfit. I love dressing up. It's an art form. It's a sense of expression in the most simplest of forms. And I'm about to express to this entire Halloween party just how shit hot I feel tonight. I'm about to meet you at our friend's house for another one of their fabulous Halloween parties. There will be lots of fun people with different costumes and looks, all having fun, looking sexy and letting loose. And I absolutely can't wait to see the look on your face when you see me in my costume. This tight black miniskirt, the mesh see-through top, and the leather corset. They all show off my ass and breasts in the most perfect way possible. And I especially love the way this black leather collar with a metal ring in the center looks on me. I wonder what you'll do when you see me. Will you be unable to take your eyes off of me? Will you spend all night with a slight erection? Will you immediately pull me into an empty bedroom and want to fuck my brains out? I damn hope so. Otherwise, I'm going to have my evil way with you. There are decorations all over the front garden. Spiderwebs, pumpkin heads, bats, the usual affair. I see Superman and Wonder Woman making out on a garden bench. And I notice her hand is slowly guiding his right up her bare thigh to her little ass. Lucky girl. I lick my lips as I walk up to the front door and ring the oversized, scary clown head doorbell, even though the door is halfway open already. It's good to have one's arrival announced, especially when one looks this good. The door creaks open comically, and a strange figure greets me with a bad accent.
Wow, good evening there, sexy witch.
Good evening, thing, I reply, not really knowing what character it is that I'm looking at exactly.
You are free to enter.
I have no idea what the hell you're dressed up as, I confess, as I push through the door.
I'm the headless doorman from that film about the something.
He babbles, breaking character. Well, I've never seen it. Couldn't have been that good, I say, as I stride inside the house and down the hall. The light bulbs have been replaced with black lights, and the heavy pulse of music thrums through the house.
Wow, you are officially the most sexy witch presently at this party!
The headless doorman thing yells out after me. As I make my way past the rooms, I see various activities taking place. In one of the front rooms to my left, Frida Kahlo is chugging a beer from a giant skullhead while a group clap and chant around her. And a skeleton is dancing with a group on the living room table to my right.
Whoa, did you just see that sexy witch?
I hear him yell out from the table. I cross paths with Thor just before I enter the kitchen, and he compliments me.
Looking good, witch.
Thanks, I reply, as I see a group of familiar faces around the kitchen table. And there you are. We haven't been dating for very long. But we've hung out in the same friendship circles for many years. You're dressed as a pirate. The same costume you've been wearing for the last 3 years. Costume parties really aren't your thing. But looking absolutely hunky is most certainly your thing. You don't need to try hard because your job is so physical. Your arms are bulging out of that costume, and your thick upper body makes you look like a fierce scoundrel of a pirate. Holy hell, my vagina has started to throb for you already. I can't wait to sink my witch claws into your flesh. My best friend's jaw drops at the sight of me.
Oh, wow! Look at you!
Oh, my God.
Your costume is amazing!
Everyone agrees, and I feel great about my choice in costume. I look around the table, and my eyes meet yours. Suddenly, my friend, dressed as a half-naked fireman, drags me away from the group to introduce me to his new boyfriend. I look at you with my mischievous, sexy witch grin, and I notice that your face is filled with no pleasure at all. You turn away. No smile. No wave. No nothing. Are you pissed with me? Why are you so unresponsive? I finally get your attention from a distance and hold out my arms as if to say, "Well, what do you think? Do you want a piece of this?" And I spank my own butt. But you mouth something to me that I don't understand, then look away again. Everyone keeps telling me how amazing I look, asking me where I got my costume, how long it took me to get ready, complimenting and staring at my body. Everyone loves my costume. Everyone except you, it seems. I'm having fun, feeling great, feeling sexy, feeling free. But you're really killing my vibe here. Suddenly, I don't feel so attractive anymore. I can't seem to connect with you for now, so I move to get myself a drink. Someone in a Dracula costume is suddenly at my side, looking me over hungrily.
"Hey, what's your name?"
he asks. I spare a glance over my shoulder at you. You're watching closely as this complete stranger flirts with me. I can see that you're simmering away over there. Are you jealous? Is that what's wrong? I let Dracula flirt with me a little before I give him some kudos for the effort he put into his costume. "Dracula, another classic Halloween character. Great job here," I say, giving his collar a playful tug.
"Your costume is really hot,"
he murmurs in my ear. And before I can even respond, you're interrupting our conversation.
"Step outside with me."
Finally, an interaction. Not what I was hoping for, but it's a start. I apologize to Dracula and slowly follow you outside. "Why are you ignoring me?" I jump in first before you have a chance to boss me around any further.
"I'm not ignoring you. I'm just watching everyone watch you. I haven't had a chance to come and say hi. You've been busy showing off your costume to the whole party. I feel, I don't know, insecure or something. Every single guy here is drooling over you and saying how sexy you are."
"Well, this costume is sexy. Don't you agree?"
"Are you trying to make me jealous on purpose?"
And there it is. You are jealous. I stay quiet as I think about what you're saying. I take your hand and give you a warm smile. "You have nothing to worry about, pirate," I say reassuringly. "This treasure is yours for the taking." I give you a wink and move your hand to my hips, offering you my sexy witch grin for the second time. Then, finally, your worried scowl breaks and your face softens. I take a few steps closer to you and place my arms around your neck. Then, I lean forward and kiss you very gently. You sigh into my kiss and push your tongue between my lips. You taste so good. Your hands caress my hips and you pull me closer to you. So close that I can feel the hardening bulge of your cock pressing up against me. I kiss you harder, moaning into your mouth as you guide me backwards and press me up against the wall. My body is growing warm and needy the longer you kiss me. I don't think I can stand you not fucking me right now. I pull away from the kiss and glance around our surroundings. I'm looking for somewhere we can have some privacy. There's a tool shed in the backyard, but it's only a few feet away from a group of smokers out on the patio. Should we risk it? It would be so embarrassing to be caught having sex by our friends. But I'm so fucking horny right now. I think it might be worth the risk. I take your hand and pull you around the side of the house where the shed door is askew. We sneak inside the humid little shack and disappear into the shadows. Gently, I ease the rickety shed door closed and turn to face my sexy pirate. The sound of our friend's laughter lingers just outside the shed. I pull you firmly into me and feel your breath on my neck.
You're right.
You say gently into my ear. You kiss one side of my neck softly, then cross over to the other side.
Your costume looks very sexy tonight.
Then fuck me. Right here in this shed, I whisper longingly. Please. Please fuck me.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.